boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Stephanie runs through the front door and up the stairs.
I'm in the kitchen, Archie! Oh, Archie!
Edith scurries to the door but finds no one there.
Archie! Archie, did you come in? Did.
It's me, Aunt Edith.
Oh, it's you. Oh, you sounded like your Uncle Archie. I got lady fingers for you.
No, thanks.
Oh, they're big. They could be lady thumbs.
She brings Stephanie a plate of cookies.
No, thanks.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Edith feels Stephanie's forehead.
Did something go wrong at school?
No.
She doesn't look up from her book.
Oh, come on. You were sad about something.
I'm happy.
Oh, no, you ain't. Come on, tell me.
I'm lucky. All the other kids have to find songs to sing and poems to recite, but not me.
What are you talking about?
They're getting ready for parents and children's night, so that lets me out.
Why?
Because I don't have any parents.
Oh, of course you do. Well, you got me and Archie. As long as you're living here, we're your mommy and daddy. I'm the mommy. I could be in the show with you if you want. I could sing.
Stephanie stares at her.
I knew you'd like that. Now, let's see, what'll we do? Oh, I know, little glowworm. Oh, they love this.
Stephanie joins her at the piano.
Just do what I do and you'll be perfect. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer, glow, little glowworm.
Archie opens the door a crack and peeks inside, wincing and hanging his head. He enters.
Give me a break over here, will you? Ain't it, cuss. Geez, I feel like I've been gunned down here.
He hangs up his hat.
What the hell is this? The singing dingbats?
Edith runs to him with open arms.
Oh. Guess what?
I don't want to guess nothing.
Steffi and me are going to sing a duet.
Oh, geez, well, I guessed that. Where?
At school. For parent and children's night.
Edith, the two of you ain't going to go out there and sing that in front of the world, man. In front of all them parents, there are acquaintances and neighbors and near neighbors.
Yeah. Oh. And in front of you.
Oh, no. Not me. I ain't going to be there, Edith.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I ain't going to be there, Edith. In fact, you might as well run out and buy me some chopsticks.
What for?
Because if you two go on with this in public, I'm going to be hiding in China.
Indeed, singing isn't so bad.
Thank you.
You're young yet there, kiddo. Your ears haven't opened fully.
He heads to the fridge.
Why do you always make jokes about Anthony's singing?
They ain't jokes. Them is serious cries from the heart.
He returns with a beer.
You always said you liked my singing when you was courting me.
Oh, well, Edith, geez. If everybody told the truth while I was courting, there wouldn't be no marriages.
Can we do this one, Aunt Edith? Sister Kate.
Oh, yeah. Remember Sister Kate, Archie?
Oh, yeah. That was that dumb movie about nuns starring Ingrid Bernstein.
No, this is a good song. Now, we're gonna start, and we're gonna practice night and day so we get every note perfect.
Oh, God.
Went to a dance with my sister Kate.
Sitting at the dining room table, Archie leans on his elbow with his cheek in his palm.
I hope you're noting this down, Lord. I'm paying for sins here.
Day after day, Edith and Stephanie rehearse at the piano.
Everyone there said she danced. I realized a thing or two. Then I got wise to something new. I do a dance.
Wearing shiny shoes and bell bottoms, Stephanie does a soft shoe shuffle as she sings. Edith covers her mouth as she coughs. Edith's foot works feverishly on the piano pedals. At the bar...
Will you leave me alone? Listen, I couldn't go to that thing even if I wanted to. Supposed to get busy in here tonight.
I can handle it. I think you want to go to the school show.
I hate school shows. I hate the school shows ever since I was this high.
Good boy. Gesturing above his waist.
There was always some kid pounding a piano. And there was always some four-eyed sissy torturing a violin. And some fat slob reciting three. And then he was always the black kid singing my Yiddish mama.
Hey, come on, Arch. I got the cards ready.
Okay, I'll be right with you.
What's going on?
Oh, this guy thinks he's going to take some money off me.
Yeah, come on, get your dollar up.
Where the hell is yours?
Oh, right here. Here it is.
Harry watches Archie and Hank.
All right, now, here's a pair of kings.
Yeah.
Here's a pair of queens.
Yeah.
Which pair do you take?
Are you kidding?
No.
Which pair do I take? I take this pair.
And I take this pair.
Archie takes the kings and Hank takes the dollar bills.
What the hell are you laughing at there? What kind of a gag is this?
There's no gag. You had your choice.
All right. Well, I want another choice.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I want to retain Max. Come on.
No.
Get
Come
a dollar
on.
Up there.
Oh, well, I'm being coerced.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead. What do you do?
All right. Now, like I said before... Here's a pair of kings.
I see them there.
And here's a pair of queens.
I see the queens, yeah.
All right. Which pair do you take?
Yeah, oh, hold it, wise guy. What do you think? I just drove him from Long Island on a load of turnips. This time you go first. Which pair do you take?
I take this pair.
Hank takes the dollar bills again.
What is he supposed to do? Yourself there.
Oh, wait, I got another.
Never mind the other one. Just a minute.
I tell you what.
What do you want?
It's for you.
Just a minute. I don't want the other one. I want the same one. I'll be back with you in a minute there. Wise guy. Hello. Oh, hello there, Rosemary.
Stephanie.
What's up, yous? Yeah, what do you want?
At the house, Edith sits at a humidifier with a towel over her head.
Something awful's happened. Aunt Edith can't sing.
Well, who said she ever could?
I mean, she lost her voice, and the show's tonight, and she sounds terrible.
Well, wait a minute, kiddo. Don't be upset. See, your Aunt Edith ain't lost her voice. That is her voice.
No, I mean, she can't talk either. She opens her mouth, and nothing comes out. Listen.
Stephanie hands her the phone.
Is that you, Edith?
I can't talk.
See?
She sounds like she's in a bottle. Well, all right, but what does she want me to do, huh? Friedman's Pharmacy. Pick up a prescription there. All right, tell her I'll do that. I'll be right home. Goodbye.
What happened, Arch?
There's something wrong with Edith. She opens her mouth and nothing comes out. I don't know what to do. Could you lend me a deuce for a cab, huh?
Oh, sure, Arch.
Oh, yeah?
Here.
Oh, gee. God bless you. But I think I'll walk.
Archie leaves with Hank's money to Harry's amusement.
I ate it there.
At the bunkers.
I'm home with your medicine here.
Edith scurries from the kitchen, mouthing, "Hello, Archie." She almost gives him a hug, then stops and blows him a kiss.
Well, it's a new approach. Did Dr. Shapiro call you from his club or from his Lincoln Continental? Yeah, but he examined you over the phone as usual, huh? Yeah, I hope he gave us a discount for distance. Listen, I want to take a look at your throat, Edith. Don't open up your mouth there.
He holds a lighter to her open mouth.
Oh, geez, it looks terrible in there, Edith. Give me an R.
She writes it in a notebook and shows Archie.
Edith, listen. This could be serious, you know. I mean, maybe we ought to take you to see some kind of specialist. Can you remember what brung it on?
She writes again.
No, don't write it, Edith. Can't you just tell me? You can't talk. Well, do what you've done before on the phone, you know. Get a hiss it at me.
She mouths.
The doctor says no whispering. Yeah, well, all right, go ahead, write it out to me. What?
Archie dons reading glasses as Edith writes. He tries to look over her shoulder, but she hides her work and continues writing. Archie leans against the table and waits. Edith turns the page and keeps writing. Archie gets up from the table. He collects a cigar, sits in his armchair, and lights up. He picks up a magazine and glances over his shoulder to find Edith still writing. Edith finishes a sentence with a forceful period and leans back in her chair. Archie gets up, but Edith continues writing, and he sinks back down.
What the hell are we doing here? Edith, will you stifle yourself over there? Let me read that.
She mouths, "It's not finished."
Bring it over to me.
Edith scurries over with the notebook, and he tugs it from her hands. He unknowingly puffs cigar smoke in her face, then notices and turns away to read.
What the hell she's got here? This thing happened once before in our family. In 1943.
He rolls his eyes and Edith mouths along with the story.
In 1943, my Aunt Lou and Uncle Dalton was collecting rubber and tin cans for the scrap drive to win the war in Brooklyn. While I was crossing Flatbush Avenue, it was at the corner of DeKalb and Flatbush.
She nods encouragingly.
It was very suspenseful. Only Aunt Lou knew the DeKalb Avenue trolley was bearing down on them. Couldn't Dalton hear the damn thing?
She points to the notebook.
Oh, Uncle Dalton was hard of hearing. Aunt Lou had lost her voice. What a perfect pair. So she couldn't warn him. All of a sudden.
Archie flips the page.
All of a sudden, what?
She picks up her pencil.
They was hit by the trolley.
Edith smacks her fist into her palm.
Killed, I hope.
Edith mouths,
"Aunt Lou was killed."
She shakes her head and pretends to chat.
She got her voice back? Yeah.
Edith nods.
Well, Dalton at least was killed.
Edith shakes her head and flaps her ears.
He got cauliflower ears. He got his hearing back.
Edith applauds.
Oh, geez. Edith, where does all this leave us with regards to the question here at hand?
She tightens her brow and thinks. She mouths, "What was the question?"
The question was, how did you lose your voice?
She mouths, "Oh," and reaches for the notebook.
Don't write it, Edith. I don't care no more.
Hi, Uncle Archie.
Well, we're talking here.
Are you any better, Aunt Edith?
No, she ain't no better.
He puffs cigar smoke.
You hear that cough there? That's the smog over New York does that, see? And she ain't liable to be better soon, either.
Then we can't be in the show tonight?
You stay home tonight and you watch TV. That's the best thing to do. Hey, I see by the guide there that there's a good animal show on, you know, with that kindly old gent Marlins Poikos. You watch that. He's going to show you how an anaconda snake can swallow a whole Brazilian soldier.
When Archie leaves, Edith gestures and mouths to Stephanie.
I have an idea. You and me will go to the show. I will sing alone. You will play the piano. But Dr. Shapiro says you shouldn't go out. I don't think he'd like it either.
Edith makes a face and helps Stephanie with her coat.
Uncle Archie wouldn't like it.
Edith mimes sewing.
So what? So what?
Later, Archie approaches Harry behind the bar.
Here's your 2 pounds of rye here, Harry.
You could have been a sport. When Edith fell out, you could have took a place and sung a little song with the kid.
Did that.
He wipes spit off Harry's face.
Sorry, dear.
Then continues wiping a mug.
Let me tell you something. I'm a businessman, see? And this world is to each its own. And I don't sing, Sinatra don't sell beer.
Well, there's lots of parents there tonight taking pride in their kids.
You don't understand me. This kid I got with me sings terrible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's from Edith's side of the family, ain't she? Lord knows they all sing terrible over there. And then I got a clue myself the other night, see? She's up in the bathtub. She sits down, and the water's too hot. She lets out a high note that went through my head like a nail.
Edith and Stephanie walk in with a globe.
Archie. Guess what?
I can guess you got your voice back.
Oh, yeah. Like Aunt Lou when she got hit by the trolley.
What hit you?
The show. Stephanie sang by herself, and she won first prize.
The Globe.
Hey, how's about Steffi doing a number for us?
No.
Yeah!
They head to the piano.
Desire of the wise, you know.
No,
why don't you shut some?
Because I'm a 40-60 partner.
Oh, yeah? Well, when they flop over there, you take over 40% of my humiliation.
Wearing a red dress, Stephanie shimmies with a pink boa.
I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Shivers like jelly on a plate. Treat Sister Kate so right. Every boy in our neighborhood knows that she can shimmy, and it's understood. I know I'm late, but I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like my sister Kate.
Stephanie shakes, shimmies, and shivers. The customers and Harry laugh, but Archie looks on, appalled.
She goes boom, shuffle,
like. She shakes her hips.
They're hot. The other boys are now a neighborhood.
and it's good.
But I'll be up to date when I sham, sham, sham me like my sister Kay.
Stephanie curtsies, then kisses her Aunt Edith. Archie calls her over, and she kneels on a bar stool.
I could I have a little privacy here?
I'll give you 60%.
Thanks a lot. Is that what you'd done at your school?
Stephanie nods.
Is that the way you'd done it over there with the shikalak and all of that? Did they clap for you there like they done here?
She nods again.
Well, it was pretty good. And I gotta tell you something. I'm very sorry that I didn't go to the school to see you.
She kisses Archie on the cheek. He turns to Harry and Hank, who pretend not to be watching. Archie leans in, kisses his niece, and rubs noses with her. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Danny Dayton, Hank. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.